Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
As we continue to look at how do we spot false teachers and what to do with them, the book of Jude provides that example. And we just got done looking in verse 7, where we see that Sodom and Gomorrah, their practice was something that was going to be judged and acted as a judgment. We said that false teachers, you'll end up spotting them because they want to satisfy their flesh. Well, Jude makes that even clearer in verse 8, where he says, "Yet in like manner these people also, relying on their dreams, defile the flesh, reject authority, and blaspheme the glorious ones," or actually the glories. So what you end up seeing with false teachers is a way of spotting them is that they are going to be people who do these things. They rely on dreams. Boy, do we see that nowadays with some of the NAR folks, New Apostolic Reformation, and others who always have a dream, and therefore you can never question them. And they rely on a dream rather than scripture. Why? Because a dream, well, that's subjective, and now we can make it say anything. They defile the flesh. You almost always see them doing things that satisfy their fleshly desires. They reject authority. Well, clearly, false teachers want to reject authority. The ultimate authority is scripture. They use scripture to defile scripture. They twist it. They don't like authority. They don't like someone telling them what to do. And in the end, what they do is blaspheme glory. The word glorious ones is doxa. It's the word we get, doxology. It means glory. They blaspheme glory. That's what a false teacher does.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.